Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure that the banks help. We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about our good friend Ed Kopp being back on the show. Ed is one of our longtime Brain Trust members, the co-founder of BMC Associates. He and his partner David Gage are focused on helping people like you and me deal with any kind of issues we might have with our partners, with our family members, any conflicts that need to be resolved. And he's pretty darn good management mind. When Ed speaks, people listen, and I'm one of them. He's our good friend, Ed Kopp. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back. Ed, what are you working on these days?
Well, I've been sort of cogitating a little bit these days, trying to think about some new things. And you know that David and I focus on partners and how they can be effective partners, but I've been trying to start thinking a little bit about going beyond effectiveness to excellence. Mm-hmm. What really makes for exceptional partnerships? And it's an interesting subject. There are not too many of them, but we all wish we could have them. And one point where my thinking began may sound a little odd.
Are you talking about exceptionalism? Are you talking about excellence? Are you talking about both? Are you differentiating, or do you think they're the same?
I'm talking about excellence. Right. Which is pretty exceptional when you really achieve
it. Right.
But
what
I'm really focused on is excellence. And my thinking starts at a funny place. I've never talked to you about furniture before. But, you and I may have enough seniority so that we remember an old kind of piece of furniture called a partner's desk.
Yeah, of course.
Which I think... Yeah, a lot of the audience, I suspect, doesn't go back that far.
I see many of them nodding their heads, though.
I'm sorry?
I see many of them nodding their heads. I think we are...
Oh, okay. for those who aren't familiar with them, they're really... It's like two desks, but they're physically built as one, and there's a knee hole on each side. And the way they were used was for partners to come in to the same office every morning and sit down looking at one another across that desk. And to me, that's unimaginable.
I agree with you, but in my early career, I called on customers exactly like you just described. These guys were already in their 70s probably, and they had worked across the partner's desk from each other for probably a half a decade already.
Yep.
Day after day.
Yeah, sometimes they were brothers, too, or not sisters in those days. But,
right.
The ties were really close, and, it wasn't always a good thing. Sometimes they were sitting across from each other so they could keep an eye on each other. but there were other times when it really represented a level of working together that we can hardly imagine. Mm-hmm. Today. So I got to thinking about what made it possible to have that kind of partnership. And as I've been thinking about it, one of the a book I came across was written by a fellow we probably all know of, Michael Eisner, who wrote a book called he calls it Working Together, Why Great Partnerships Succeed. And I never thought of Eisner as a great partner. He has a history with Michael Ovitz and the Weinstein brothers.
You're talking about the Disney guys?
Yeah, Eisner, who ran Disney for many years, a lot of his deals blew up spectacularly. So I never thought of him as a great partner, but he.
Well, you know, Ed, I could tell you better lessons from my failures than from my successes.
Right, and if you don't try, you don't have either of them. So
that's
Eisner's a guy who died a lot. And in the book, he starts by talking about his partnership with a fellow named Frank Wells at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them were called in together to become co-CEOs. That was the plan. Actually, it was Wells' idea.
Right.
And when they sat down, Eisner said, well, I could never be a co-CEO. And Wells, after about 10 seconds, said, okay, you can be CEO, and I'm going to be CEO. And that taught a lesson.
We'll come back. You're going to tell us what expand some more on this lesson. Folks, this is the way you can seek excellence. One of the ways to seek excellence is get the egos out of the way. 22, right back with Ed Koff. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.